the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Time for the DM Deep Dive. We do this on the show every single day. Maria is here. She's in charge of all of the DMs that you send in to us. So let's get into it.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today? What do people want to know?
Okay, well, Anissa is asking, when was the last time you did something impulsive and lived to regret it? And lived to regret it. I mean, people do things like, that are impulsive and live after.
Yeah, but as opposed to what? The time I did something impulsive and died?
You know what? Now that makes sense.
Oh, Maria.
I'm sorry.
So the question should be the last time you did something impulsive
and regretted it.
Yeah. Yes. Listen, I didn't write the question. I'm just reading it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, let's start with you, Maria. New to the show.
Okay.
What's your answer?
Mine's actually pretty recent. I went to Arizona. And we went to a wine bar during the day and then ended up at a tattoo place immediately after. And some people got tattoos, but I decided to get my cartilage pierced twice. So like
in your ear?
Top of your ear, am I right?
Uh-huh.
Anyways, obviously I went on the plane 2 days later. And because of the plane, my ear swelled and I looked like Conor McGregor with like a cauliflower ear.
Who gets swelly ears on a plane?
Well, because the pressure and it was new and it was fresh. So because like you already have limited blood flow to your cartilage. So it just like swelled extremely.
Never noticed that before.
And then what happened?
I had to go to Emerge last week, actually.
Oh, no.
And I had to get them removed. And it was the most painful experience I've ever experienced.
You got wine drunk, got pierced. Got swelly ears on a plane and then had to go to the emergency room?
Yeah. Oh, and, wow. And the earrings I bought that were put in my ears are real gold, so I paid all that money for no reason.
Did they have to cut them out of your ear? How did they get them out of your ear?
He had to use two pliers, and you actually couldn't get one of them out of my ear because my ear had swelled so much. So I was sitting there screaming and him trying to yank them out of my ear, and I was by myself because I was like, I'm going to Emerge before I wake up tomorrow morning and I have to go on the show and I can't hear or my ears
fall.
Hold
on, you were at the Emerge before you came in to do this show?
Yeah, I went on Tuesday night and I was here on Wednesday morning.
Oh my God.
I slept like an hour and a half, but I was like, it's fine.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So that was my
How was the wine though? Good?
The wine was great. Yeah. I had a lot of rosé. Yeah.
Anybody else have an impulsive story?
I mean, the time I put Tiger Balm on my
Maury. Jeez.
Why would you do that?
Somebody suggested it. They were like, oh my God, this is like, you know, supposed to be relaxing or whatever.
Relaxing?
Tiger Balm?
I didn't know what Tiger Balm was.
It burns.
I know that now.
I think that's even the slogan for it.
Yeah.
You know what's on the front of the box?
Yeah, Tiger Balm, not for your I actually think that's part of the marketing campaign.
It hurts so much.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, you know me. I don't do impulsive things, right? I'm like the least impulsive person ever. I don't do that.
Shem?
Man, the most impulsive thing I've ever done is like say, nope, I don't need to go to the bathroom now and then try to get home.
Story of my life.
You know what I mean?
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Helen says, I want to know if there's a song that makes everyone cringe when they hear it. For me, it's Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Oh my God, that's such a happy song.
I will literally tell my Alexa to shut the bleep up when it comes on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. I understand maybe you're sick of it, but cringe.
I have to know why this song is a song that you chose, Maria.
See the lights, see the party, the ball.
Love Story by Taylor Swift. By the way, this is Taylor's version.
Oh.
Because we don't acknowledge the old one.
Okay. Why does this make you cringe?
Honestly, I think it's just been so overplayed and overdone. And then people with the proposals and the whole thing, like, there's just too much attached to it that just makes me want to turn it off every time I hear it.
Is this a song from The Bear?
From the what?
Oh. The Bear?
Is it? Is it? Spoiler alert. I haven't even started season two yet.
Yeah, yeah.
This is in The Bear?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
In season two, obviously.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I haven't started season two yet.
Yeah, it's the best. The song got a whole new life because of that show.
Oh my God, that's...
Yeah. Shut up!
Yeah. So here's my song. Turn my computer up. Here's my song. And when I say cringe, I really took the assignment seriously here, okay? Because when I went cringe, I was like, what songs, like, should make you cringe either because of the intent at the time or because of what we know now? Mm. And everything that we know now is what makes this song so unbelievably cringe.
Okay.
And my cringe song is 1,000 Kisses by Will and Jada Smith.
What?
Listen. Looked at your picture. Think about when I'm gonna get with you. Okay, so this is the video is them dancing together, right? It's Will and Jada.
I know a lot of Will Smith songs.
You don't know this song?
How do I not know this track?
Bro, okay. So this song is like the video. It's them dancing, but they're dancing like two people who have never touched each other before, right? And it's Will flexing.
Yeah, Jada says so.
Okay, listen. It's Will flexing about how much of the man he is in Jada's life. Okay, okay? So here, listen. Woke up this morning, looked at your picture. Think about when I'ma get with ya. Hit ya on your two way, simply to say I got to see you today. They say love is a gamble, and if so, baby I'm the Bellagio. I can't lose, and I guess the name you the mirage. Wait, you more exotic than that. You like the Taj Mahal, mama. You a treasure to me. Life with you is a pleasure to me, and I'ma make sure no man ever measure to me like running D. You and me are together. Tupac, by the way. Forever. I got an interview to do. Then do the plane at 2. Wear that black dress, boo. Then close your eyes and open your heart, and I'ma give you.
Funny enough, Will Smith did not talk about this song in his book.
No?
In his memoir?
No. 1,000 Kisses?
He never talked about this.
If
I guarantee.
See the video is so bad.
You know Jada wrote this, right?
It's like, oh, no. You want to hear her sing?
She's like singing
in
the song?
Listen. This morning to wave out and couldn't wait to write you. I hit you back then, kissed three little kisses that little. Okay, so everything we know now about Will and Jada.
Yeah, that
right?
Sounds like a demo right
The fact that this exists in the world. And the video is trying so hard to be hot, and it is the most cringe thing you'll ever see.
Oh, no wonder she had that entanglement. Thank you for all of your DMs. We do the DM Deep Dive on the show every single day. You keep sending them in. Maria gets them and brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us? DM Deep Dive time. This is part of the show where we go through the DMs and see what y'all are saying to us.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
Okay, Mira says, what is the funniest prank you've ever pulled on someone? And have you ever had the prank completely backfire on you?
I would say both things happen with the same prank.
Ooh.
And it happened
at work.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
What happened?
Years ago, there were three people working in our promotions department, and they all shared an office. I was working in a different department, not on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was working overnight. So my shift started at like, I don't know, 11 p.m. And I worked until like 6 a.m. doing some production work.
Right.
And it was me and another guy, and we decided to pull this prank. We thought it was a funny prank. So on one wall, this one girl who worked in the promotions department, she really liked Aaron Carter. So we printed up like hundreds of pictures of Aaron Carter and taped them to the wall in front of her desk, on her desk, all over her computer.
Perfect.
To the wall just to the right of her.
Yes.
Not appropriate now, but back then... Uh-huh. We took a fireman calendar and photocopied all the pictures of the firemen and taped it to the wall in front of this dude's desk.
Right.
On his desk.
Right.
On his computer.
Right.
On his chair.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Right.
And the wall to the left of him.
Right.
And the other person that shared that office, we emptied out her entire desk, unhooked her computer, like disconnected her computer, everything, and put them in like packing boxes and left them next to her desk.
Oh, damn.
Wow. And at the time, we thought it was hilarious. Clearly it wasn't. And we both got burned at the end.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've done elaborate pranks in the past. like really elaborate planks. We put a fish in the drop ceiling.
Like in a bag?
So you know when
like a raw fish?
You know the drop ceilings, like, you know, where it has like the panels and you can lift it up.
Yeah.
Right. So you pop one up and you just put a fish and then you pop it back down and then you just let the fish do the thing.
For how many days?
Oh, for enough until it's unbearably stinky in there. Right.
And when did the person discover?
Oh, it was like a long time. It was a long time. They had to bring cleaners in and like they had to pay people and all this stuff. Like it wasn't good. But my favorite prank of all time is one that is like it does no damage to anyone, which is when people started getting computers in their offices, right? Because when I started working, we didn't have computers, right? So eventually when computer culture became a thing, the prank that you would pull and you would do it all the time is computers didn't lock when you went away. That was like a new thing, right? So you would walk up to somebody's computer, right? And then what you would do is you would take a screenshot of their desktop, of the whole desktop with like their folders and their garbage bin and their everything else, right? Yeah. Then you would go into their system settings and you would set that picture as their background.
Okay.
And then what you do is you would build one little folder on the bottom and you would take all their normal icons and everything and just put it in one little folder and sneak it off to the bottom of the screen, right?
Yeah.
So it was a blank screen and then you would set their old picture of their desktop as their actual desktop and then watch as they try and click things and nothing works. And then you have the engineers coming over and then you have people putting new mouse in the back of the computer, shutting it on and off, like rebooting.
That's brilliant, though. That's brilliant.
So, I like that. That was the prank. We used to do it to everyone.
Maria, do you have a prank that you've pulled?
Yeah. Elaborate. The one time I pulled a prank, it went horribly wrong. I felt so bad. It was to my mom. I was with my friends, and we did this to all of our moms. I don't know why this came into our heads, but we thought, like, I don't know if you've ever seen this challenge where, like, you use a recording of, like, you're getting a call from like the Niagara prison or something.
Yeah.
So we did that and I was like, oh my God, I have to do this to my mom. Like, this is gonna be hilarious. And my mom started bawling her eyes out and I could hear her just crying. And then my sisters were in the back like, what's wrong? What's going on? And then I was in so much trouble.
How old are you?
Oh, this was like maybe like 3 years ago.
So you're 24 years old. Yeah. You pulled a jail prank on your mom?
Yeah, no, it was not. It was not one of my brightest days for sure.
No.
Yeah, I felt so bad.
Have you ever been pranked, Maury?
Oh, I'm pranked all the time. But the only one that I was going to say is that time I sent you banana bread. But it's not.
That wasn't a prank. You meant to send me banana bread.
Yeah, but I know you hate bananas.
So I threw it in the garbage.
I know.
Yeah, but that wasn't a prank. You didn't send it to me like, haha, I'll get you.
Yeah, that's just annoying.
Yeah, like, you spent money on it. Like, yeah, how
you're
is
the
that
one
a
that
prank?
Got burned on that one.
Yeah.
I used to get, like, I don't know if it's a prank, but Mocha used to scare me all the time.
Oh, I miss that so much. I really
do. Is it weird that I do too?
Yeah. No, I don't think it is. I don't think it's weird. It was the best. God, it was the best. You used to scare the crap out of Maury every single day.
You would have all sorts of camera angles.
I know.
One person said that.
No, and you know and I think we talked about this the last time we talked about this.
Yeah.
But when we talked about it before and played examples,
yeah,
people were texting into the show being like, yeah, you're the biggest bully. Like, leave Maury alone.
They're just being silly.
So, time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Jackie says, hey, can you ask the smooth, cool dude how life-changing it was when Thomas Edison invented the light bulb for him?
The floor is yours.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not rude. But it's an equal opportunity show. Everyone gets a chance to get on the mic. Us, go ahead.
Shut up.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Message us on any of the KISS accounts, social accounts that go to Maria, and then Maria brings them to the show.
Yes.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time. Any of the DMs that you send in to us go to Maria Papadakis, who's new to the show and is in charge of the DMs.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
All right. Well, Gus says, we all have a little nerd in us. What would you say is the nerdiest thing about you?
Ooh.
Stamp collecting.
yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, that's nerdy.
Yeah,
Maria?
I have to say that I was in a marching band.
That's not nerdy.
That's pretty nerdy.
That's pretty nerdy.
What did you do? What did you do in the marching band?
So I played a couple of instruments, but I was the solo pocket trumpist.
What does that mean?
Pocket trumpet?
You know a trumpet? It was like a miniature version.
Oh, that's nerdy.
Yeah,
and I loved my pocket trumpet. I used to walk around and had so much pride in this trumpet.
Do you still have it at home?
No.
How big is a pocket trumpet?
It's maybe like this big.
No. Oh, so that's a big pocket.
And does it make like the same sound?
It sounds like exactly like a trumpet.
Or is the octave like, is it higher?
You can hit
bit?
Higher octaves. So like I used to be like the master at like hitting the higher octaves. And I remember this guy that I was in the marching band with would get pissed off when I would get the solos because I just like could hit them better than he could, the notes. Mm, so
yeah. You're very much into that. That's very nerdy. Yes. And it's not that you did it that makes you nerdy about it. What makes it nerdy is that you're super into it.
Yeah.
Right?
I love my pocket trumpet.
I agree with that. The nerdiest thing about me.
You're very nerdy.
Yeah. Like I don't. I think like most things that I'm just very nerdy about things like and anything that I sort of do, like any hobbies that I have, I get really, really nerdy about it. Like I like to do things. I don't know. Like my lawn stuff, like, is that nerdy? I don't know if that's nerdy. But like, because I think that people say I'm a total whatever nerd, you know, like I'm a total pocket trumpet nerd or I'm a total lawn nerd or I'm a total whatever nerd. Right.
Being a lawn person makes you just old.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Damn.
No.
I don't know what the nerdiest thing for me would be.
Your wrestling stuff.
Yeah, your wrestling stuff.
Oh, would it
stuff.
Be wrestling?
Yeah. If the question was what's the most embarrassing thing you're into.
Oh. No, that's not embarrassing, guys.
It's not? You're not embarrassed by it?
Shut up.
What?
I'm wearing a wrestling
shirt. Yeah, you're wearing
a shirt. How did anyone not notice that?
You're a grown man who's the majority of your wardrobe is wrestling shirts.
Yeah.
Right? I would say you're a huge wrestling nerd.
Anyway, next right? DM, please, Maria. Kind of move on from this.
All right. Dinara says, love you guys. Have been a fan for years. What is your favorite cocktail, and do you make cocktails at home? If yes, which ones? My cocktail of choice is called Growing Old and Dying Happy is a Hope and Not Inevitability. It's with 2 ounces of Cynar, 1 ounce of rye whiskey, 2 to 5 lemon peels, pinch of salt, served in an absinthe rinsed coupe. Try it. Boozy and delicious.
No.
Oh, my God.
You're not
God.
Drinking. Nobody's drinking that at home. That's a lie. That person's not drinking that at all.
The cocktails that I have at home, they're just very simple, like vodka soda or just like whiskey on ice.
Nice.
And that's it.
I don't. I drink everything out of a can.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah, like ciders I don't make cocktails. I don't drink vodka anymore or anything like that. I don't like it. I used to drink Southern Comfort years ago.
Oh yeah.
And then I drank a lot of vodka. Oh. I don't mind like a like rum is kind of nice. Like I don't mind like
rum and coke.
But I haven't had one of those in years and years and years. But no, I drink everything out of a can. I don't make cocktails at home. Who has time for that?
I like to make espresso martinis.
Oh, good one. Mm-hmm.
What's
yes.
that? Like a coffee with vodka?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, it's vodka, Kahlua, Bailey's, and espresso.
Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes what I'll do to make it extra nice, I'll rim the glass with chocolate.
Ram it with chocolate?
Uh-huh, and it's just like an adult dessert.
How do you ram it?
Bruh.
Well, you rim it. You ram it.
Oh!
You rim it.
Oh, sorry.
You rim the glass. Sorry.
Then believe me, I am not the first fella to get confused by rimming and ramming, okay?
Sounds like you guys asked that question. Okay. Bro. I can't even with this question. I got time for one more, Maria, please.
All right, Katie says, I'm going to get my G license, and I thought to ask, do you remember doing your driving test?
Yeah, it was like four years ago.
Did you fail? And what did you find was the hardest part?
No, I never failed.
You never failed?
No.
Legit, Maria, Roz only got his license like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay, wow. That's amazing. Congratulations.
What's your story?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
How many times did you fail?
Which one?
What do you mean? No, how many times did you fail your driver's license?
Well, are we talking to the G1 or the G2?
How many times have you failed a test to get a driver's license?
We're combining the total 6.
Oh, my God. Yo, I'm never getting that far with you, Maria. How long has it been that you've had like your full license?
Oh, I got my G license in 2014.
Okay. and like you're cool, like you can drive no problem. Like you
yes,
don't need
like,
another
I am
adult
like the
in
best
the car.
Driver.
I want to see. I want to see Marie and Maury race.
Oh no! Thank you for all of the DMs that you send in.
Six
keep them coming
times.
In. They go to Maria. Maria's in charge of the DMs, yes. And she brings them to the show. Thank you for that, Maria.
Thanks, guys.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. DM deep dive time. Maria is here. Any of the DMs you send in to the show, to the radio station, they go to Maria and she brings them to us.
What do we got? What do people want to know today, Maria?
All right. Well, this one's for you, Roz. Tommy says, how long did Roz need to recover after this ad exercise? He is getting old after all.
Wow. Like,
damn.
You know, like it's yeah. certain. Like, when do I, like, my feelings are like almost hurt. I like
almost. So they're obviously talking about the latest commercial.
The latest commercial, yes.
That we have and the exercise scene.
Right.
Where you look like completely out of breath.
Right. No, no, I don't look out of breath. You look out
of
breath.
I'm the one that's out of breath.
Right, right. I'm just barely giving an effort, which is to me what I think is funny. How was I after that? I was fine after that. I just sweat so much. Like I just
Oh yeah,
sweat.
You do.
I just sweat. Like I wasn't we weren't working out or anything like that, but I just remember that that velour tracksuit that I was wearing was so hot.
Were you wearing underneath like
I think
the,
I had a t-shirt on maybe because I didn't like the material on my nipples, right? I don't generally have sensitive nipples, but for some reason like the backside of like velour like that, and I knew that we were going to be having to like do maneuvers, and I put the jacket on once with nothing on underneath it, and my nipples were just immediately like, no sir. Like, you know, so when something
sure.
like normally you just like your nipples are fine with everything until that one fabric you put on and then your nipples are like, nope.
It was like chafing.
From what yeah, I remember, it just didn't like it. It did rejected it. My nipples started pushed, like rejecting
I think
the material.
That scene, I think maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We filmed different variations of that scene.
Yeah.
And under all those lights, I could only imagine how hot you must have been.
Yeah, I was just sweating. I mean, like my ass was sweating, my back was sweating, and then my nipples were sore, and like it just wasn't good, right? It wasn't the best sort of scenario to perform under. But you know me, I'm a trooper.
Right? And you didn't get injured.
And I didn't get injured in that scene.
In that scene, right.
And you know me, I don't complain about anything.
Next DM, please, Maria.
Daniel says, if you could have any superpower, but for the objective of doing the most silliest thing, what would it be? Mine would be speed to be able to compete in a speed Rubik's Cube competition.
Like if you had a superpower, what's the dumbest thing you'd use it for?
Cutting onions and not crying.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
But don't people get used to that?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people
I don't cry
do,
with
right?
onions anymore.
No?
No, no, no.
Oh, I look like I just watched a sad movie when I cut onions.
You too,
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't cry anymore.
More, you need those goggles, the onion goggles.
Yeah, why don't you get right? those?
But I have to wear my glasses. Like, if I wear the onion goggles, then I'm blind.
Oh, you just put a bag. Do you have a bag? Get a
blind
bag.
With a knife.
Put a bag over your head.
There you go.
Or sorry, go to the bedroom, get the bag, put the bag over your head.
What would yours be, Maria?
I don't like, silliest thing, like, I don't really know. I just feel like I would like to turn pictures into reality. And here's why. I feel like if I were to like see a picture of like a hairstyle, which means I don't have to get ready as early, I would just imagine it and it would be on my head.
Gotcha.
You know?
Because how much time do you spend on your hair before you head out into the world?
Well, I need like an hour to get ready.
But how quickly does that's a slippery slope. Like if you can look at a picture and then suddenly that hairstyle winds up on your head, like you could look at a picture of a guy and suddenly he winds up in your bed.
Well, see, no, I have to I have to be like, hey, I want that. See?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like if
you
I was looking at you and then your hairstyle
but
was on my head.
But what I'm saying is that it's a slippery slope because if you have that superpower where you're like, I can look at a hairstyle in a magazine and then it'll be on my head. You get in one fight with your boyfriend. Next thing you know, like Leonardo DiCaprio spending the night because you saw a picture of him and you're like, get in my bed.
Of all guys, that's who you picked.
I don't know. I don't know what you're into.
He's not bad looking, but still.
Leonardo DiCaprio. It's at Maria's house. Shem, what's your answer?
Oh, this is going to sound so creepy, but I would say the ability to read people's minds so that I could say what they're about to say before they say it, which would totally trip them out. so stupid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was so dumb.
That's also a slippery slope, because what if they're about to say something not so good or about you?
Oh, well, then I'll say it first. Make them feel real awkward.
Yeah.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Preeti says, hello, Roz and Mocha. I started listening to you guys in 2019, and now since my work schedule has changed, I can only listen to the Reloaded on the weekend or just listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. I am on episode 50 and is hilarious as ever. Thank you for all you do and keep the morning delightful, even on my hardest days ever.
Thank you.
Hold on. Episode 50. What were we talking about? Episode 50, Roz and Mocha podcast, October of 2018.
Wow.
That was an episode where we talked about the website whopaid99cents.com. And I fell for the scam because I paid 99 cents to see who else paid 99 cents.
Right.
Oh, man. That was back when Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson were engaged and then they broke up.
Wow.
Oh, and we talked about fart jeans.
Mm.
Do you remember those?
Fart jeans.
Were those the jeans that, like, if you fart,
it absorbs it.
It absorbs the smell, so nobody in the
outside world. Oh, it had like a filter on it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Interesting. They never took off, huh?
Back in 2018.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of the DMs that you sent in to us. Keep in mind, when you do send them, they go to Maria, who brings them to the show for the DM Deep Dive. Thank you for that, Maria.
Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, time for the DM Deep Dive. Love this part of the show because we get to see what y'all are saying to us behind the scenes. By the way, the DMs now go to Maria, who's new to the show and in charge of the DMs. Hello, Maria.
Hello, happy Friday.
What do we got today?
All right, well, and Nikki says, hi, Maria. Does Mocha notice a recent shift in favorites? He used to have a book so full of people saying he was their favorite between him and Roz.
I still have that book. It's still full of my name. I think Roz, like, just cracked double digits this week.
I've noticed a shift. I think I've been getting a lot more than you have.
I gotta say, I agree with Roz. I have heard a lot of his name.
Yes, a lot. I mean, I went through some dark years where I would go on stretches of months without hearing my name.
Yeah.
But recently, I would say I'm with you, Maria, and whoever wrote that in.
I don't know.
I think that there has definitely been a shift.
There've been like one or two recently.
I don't know what I did. Maybe I got more charming or something, more lovable. But I don't know.
You got married.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody wants you, right? As soon as you put a ring on that, everybody wants you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. What else we got today, Maria?
Aisha says, plot twist, Shem's new girlfriend is the girl behind Caillou. They met at Roz's book signing, and that's how we know Roz and Mocha have already met her.
Oh, interesting.
Shem?
Interesting.
What are you asking?
Is your new girl the one who's been tormenting me as Caillou for all these years?
I can confirm that is not the case.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Mm. You said that in a very weird way, man.
What? It's just official. You know? A little buttoned up.
I don't know. You could have just said no. Like, I think that if we ask, does your new girl know the girl who's been tormenting me all these years as Caillou?
No. Confidently, I can say that. No.
Okay.
She actually thinks it's me.
What?
Like, as Caillou.
Your girlfriend thinks that Caillou is you?
Yeah, multiple people think that
I'm
Caillou.
You were in college when Caillou started tormenting me.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't even, like, you didn't even work here.
Do you know how much of a plot twist that would be if
it was
that
Shem?
Were the case?
If it was Shem?
Yeah.
I mean, I did team up with Caillou, or did I?
Oh, that's right, because Shem did a song. He did a duet.
Maria, time for one more DM, please.
Sean says, after hearing about Roz's disgusting habit, licking his phone clean, and his overall lack of hygiene, it makes me feel better about my one gross habit, which is that I share my glass of water with my dog. Does anyone else have any gross habits? Obviously not to the level of Roz, but gross nonetheless.
I'm not the gross one on this show, first of all. Never have been the gross one on this show.
No.
Never have
been. It's been established early, very early.
Yes.
That damn it, Maury is the grossest on the show.
I just started sharing turkey bacon with my dog.
No, but that's not nearly the grossest thing you do.
No, like if he spits it out, I'll eat it.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my
Maury,
God.
That is never okay.
ABC turkey bacon? No, Maury, where do you put your boogers, Maury?
No, I'm not. No, Maria's new, and
no,
I don't want to.
Where do you put your boogers? Where do you put your boogers, Maury?
Maria, cover your ears.
No, Maury, where do you put your boogers?
Come on, man.
Where do you put your boogers?
Maury, where do you put your boogers?
on my underwear.
Yes, oh. On the top of his underwear.
Or if at home on my pajamas. Maria, come on.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. David Mori, your underwear. Remind everyone and inform Maria, how many times do you wear your underwear? Like the period that you're wearing right now, how many days have you been wearing them?
These are day one of these because the ones before were 5 days.
Right, yeah. Yes. So you go, we got
but
you.
Maria,
on,
Maria,
we
Maria.
We got you on the news cycle. We got you on the news cycle. And Maury, when you go to the gym and you work out and you put the same underpants back on and then you go home and you take a shower, you put those underpants back on.
The next day, yeah.
Yes, oh the God. Next day.
Maria.
Yeah.
But Maria, I wash my hands.
Yeah. That doesn't matter.
No, you don't.
No, you
You're
don't.
Liar.
No, you don't.
Oh, your hands are
your
so,
hands are so greasy all the time.
Oily. 24/7.
You don't. Maury's the gross one. I'm not the gross one.
Next DM, please.
All right. Well, Marlene says, hey, Roz and Mocha, just wanted to say thank you for brightening my day, even when it is crappy. Love you guys. Keep continuing what you do. You are absolutely amazing.
There you go.
That's beautiful. Thank you for that. Love that DM deep dive. Thank you very much, Maria. Keep those DMs, ladies and gentlemen. Keep them coming in. Any of the DMs that you send to any of the KISS accounts go to Maria, and then she brings them to the radio. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.